Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Time. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, I love to jump into this stuff. If you want to know about me, you want to know about the show, head over to TheRealSide.com. There's a donation button there. Would love anything you can give us. Skip a cup of coffee. Give it to me. And, you know, we're being squelched all over the place really, really hard. A friend of mine the other day said he was looking for us on YouTube, and he couldn't find us. We've only been there for like 10 years, but couldn't find us. And others tell me the same thing. All right. So the Dems, I don't know where, are now making a play to make D.C. a state. Well, you really can't make it a state. That shows you how ignorant our elected officials are. They have no idea what the Constitution is about. They talk about it all the time. I'm not so sure they've ever read it. You just don't legislate a state or into being. You know, some of you, if you do your history, you find out, you know, when Alaska, what was it, 1959, Alaska and Hawaii, when they were brought into the system, there was a deal made, right? Because they knew one was going to be Democrat and one was going to be Republican. So they were okay with that. But the when you bring D.C. in, you already know where that's going, right? That's got to go Dem all the way. It will give them two Senate seats and one congressional seat. Are we serious? Senator John Kennedy out of Louisiana told Fox News that the latest push to make D.C. a state is about power, like everything else in D.C. And it is. The Dems run a 24-7 power rush. Now, some say it would be unconstitutional. Kennedy told Neil Cavuto, if you look at Article 1 of the Constitution, the idea of the founders was that there would be an independent district not beholden to any state or influenced by a state. See, the whole idea is that Congress would have control of D.C. So what are you going to do now? You're going to go get your founding fathers? You decide you know better than they did? They had the right idea, but you guys want total control, and that's what really what it boils down to. He said another argument he's heard is that the land for the district came from Maryland and Virginia. Virginia land has been given back, but if D.C. no longer was D.C., D.C. wouldn't own the land. Maryland would. It would cost the District of Columbia a lot of money. Congress puts up to about $700 million a year to defray the district's expenses, because they've got a lot of expenses when it comes to, you know, the president and Congress and all that other stuff. Kennedy also disclosed that many of his colleagues had disapproved of the D.C., of the D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's response to protests. You know, they're felony rioting is what they are. Look, I get it that people are mad, genuinely mad. I got that. That doesn't give you a right to pull down every statue you can see. I mean, think about all the things. The Dems, where are they on all this? What are they saying? Have they come out? Pulling down statues. Now they want to change the national anthem. And you sports freaks? God, why do you give in to them? You know, you've got the National Football League or the Football League that takes major league tax breaks from the government. And now they want to can the national anthem. They want to allow their people to take a knee. This country, the country that gives them the right to do those things. House of Representatives on Friday voted to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state, a move cheered by Washingtonians and Democrats. Because it's a Democrat state. That's what it would be. The vote was 232 to 180, right down, pretty much down party lines. Representative Collins Peterson, a Democrat out of Minnesota, one of the most conservative Democrats in the House, was the lone Democrat to oppose the bill. Now, it's never going to make it to the Senate. You already know that. Kennedy said the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi knows this is dead. Right? Because D.C. is heavy, heavy, heavy Democrat. They'd pick up a congressional seat and two Senate seats, like I said. And that's what it comes down to. They want the extra votes. Wouldn't let them do it. There's no way I wouldn't let this go through. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Horace Cooper is a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy and Research. He's a co-chair of Project 21. And he also taught at constitutional law at George Mason University. And I did the interview earlier today. And it was funny, I actually had to do it twice because we had a hiccup with the internet. Went down like countywide. And Horace is not afraid, a black man who's not afraid to speak it. His new book, How Trump is Making Black America Great Again, The Untold Story of Black Advancement in an Era of Trump. Now, right then and there, just by me saying that, there were a bunch of liberal heads that just exploded. Anyway, if you want to get involved in the conversation, head up to the website. Give me your email address, all right? Hop on the website. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. Shouldn't be that hard. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
This shit's that ice cold. Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And always be involved, always be engaged, always be part of. Seriously. All right, we're back at it again. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are giving me. But I don't want to waste this person's time. I love having him on the show with me. Horace Cooper joins me. He's a senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. He's a co-chair of Project 21 National Advisory Board and a legal commentator. Horace also taught constitutional law at George Mason University. Horace, I always appreciate your time with me, man. I really do.
Always have to come on the program.
Yeah, and all right, your new book, How Trump is Making Black America Great Again, The Untold Story of Black Advancement in the Era of Trump. How many liberal heads just exploded even hearing the title? on that, right? And lately,
well, that's where we are.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's where we are today, is that people get to just decide that there is information that they don't want to hear, and if they don't want to hear it, it not only is it a positive if someone attempts to present it to them, it actually needs to be squashed. Now, I'm actually grateful that I don't have a Facebook page and that I don't have a Twitter account, because the folks who are very, very upset about this, they have to tell someone else about their angst and their the drama that they're experiencing. The beauty for me and my perspective is that everybody that they tell, they can't guarantee is going to say, yes, you're right. In fact, they may end up, because they can't reach me, they may end up having to have a real authentic conversation.
Oh, no.
And that's all that I'm asking for with this book, is a real authentic conversation.
Oh, that is something that is unheard of today. I mean, people are petrified to have a real, and I'm not joking, I'm serious, they're petrified to sit down face to face. I have a colleague that I work with on a regular basis, an African-American woman, and when we sit down, I could tell the uncomfortableness. It's like, look, we run a school district. We have to be able to talk to each other. Again, open conversation, honest conversation. You know, you said many times recently, it's hard to find racism in America. Really?
Well, that's right. In fact, the actual data, you know, our good friends on the left, the progressives, say that they believe in science, except when it comes time to looking at actual data, they find themselves conveniently unwilling to see it. They're unwilling to recognize that the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is reporting the lowest number of race-based employment-related complaints. It has been on a steady decline for the last 15 years. We have interracial marriages on a historic high every year more. When you talk about dating relationships, a high ascending level of that behavior. In fact, when you look at actual hate crimes, except for those that are religion-based, we're at a decade low in terms of those kinds of events. And the very conversation that precipitated this broad month-long discourse about the real risk of black innocent people being killed by white officers, black unarmed people. The statistics said that in 2019, that we didn't even have 10 of these deaths take place.
God bless you for saying that.
And we're on track now for fewer.
Yeah, God bless you for saying that, because I got pummeled 2 weeks ago because I gave the real numbers. I just gave the FBI statistic numbers. These aren't Joe numbers. These aren't Republican numbers. These are the FBI statistics. And to your point, you know, five of the nine black men that were shot and killed, five of the cops went to jail for it because it was uncalled for.
Yes.
And the other four, were acquitted because community witnesses said, no, it was justified. So people like Sheila Jackson Lee, who are running out and saying, hey, you know, police officers are putting on the uniforms and are going out and they're hunting black men, that doesn't help this cause. That doesn't help this community, does it?
It not only doesn't help, it inflames things, and it's so far removed from reality. So we know about the nine black men who ended up getting gunned down by a white officer. How many Americans died last year by lightning strikes? According to NASA and the Weather Channel report, they coordinate together, you can find that there were 21 deaths happened in America by lightning strike. Lightning strike is super rare. It is easier to win the lottery than to get hit by lightning strike. It is easier to win the big day on the lottery than to get killed by a lightning strike. Yet when 21 people died, we did not have a nationwide discussion. We didn't ask the Weather Channel why they didn't have breaking news. Why hasn't Congress had a special session to convene on what we can do? But here is the reality. Yes, some things happen. There are things that happen rarely because this isn't a perfect universe. There are situations that can occur rarely. It doesn't mean that there's systemic bias. It doesn't mean that this country is racist on its face. The evidence is just the opposite. And if you want to discount that, then I would say to you, ask yourself, which is more likely for you, the listener, that you're going to win $1,000 at your state lottery or that you'll get hit by a lightning strike? A lightning strike is super rare. It is not impossible to win $1,000 playing the lottery. It's just rare. We don't always win. A lightning strike is even more rare. What we are seeing with officers who are shooting black men is even more rare than being killed by a lightning strike. And that should give us a much better context.
Now, Horace, two things. What is I had somebody send me a note said, if you have a black husband, from a BLM person who said that, if you have a black husband or wife, that doesn't mean you're not a racist. So if you're a white guy and marry a black woman, you could still be a racist because you're holding her down under your thumb.
This is terrible. I love the Klan plan. This week we're not going and burning down any houses. We're not lynching anybody. We're actually not even going to go to the city council and make sure that if it's voting day, we can destroy ballots. We're going to each individually go out, date, spend time, build a relationship, and marry a black person so that we can oppress them.
More with Horace Cooper after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With major coronavirus spikes in Florida and Texas, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has now ordered all the bars in his state, as well as Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, ordering his bars closed for the second time with a record resurgence in new coronavirus cases following reopenings last month. In addition to the bar closures, Abbott, a Republican, said that restaurants will be required to back up to 50% capacity, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick talks about the step back.
Our people of Texas, they expect us to protect their life and also to protect their liberty, protect their freedom, and protect their businesses and their jobs. And that's a tough balancing act, and that takes calm leadership that's optimistic, that's based on data, and moving forward. So we're still moving forward with a slight pause. We were ahead of everyone else. We're going to watch these numbers. But going back to a lockdown, that would have to be something catastrophic, and we don't see that in the future.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you are spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. Get back to it. I want you to hear more Horace and less Joe. Okay. Great, again, the untold story of black advancement in the era of Trump. You know, Horace, I've got a different question for you, but I am amazed at how the black community, and maybe not a big portion of it, still doesn't see Trump as an ally.
There's a reason for that.
Go ahead.
See, my book's purpose isn't about telling people who to vote for. My book's purpose isn't about saying which political party is the best. My book's purpose is to show with actual data how black America is doing with policies A, B, and C versus policies D, E, and F. And here's what I discovered. I discovered with my research that during the 1920s, what American historians referred to as the Roaring Twenties, black Americans prospered in ways that they had never seen, had never imagined, because Calvin Coolidge and Warren Harding said that it's government that is often the problem, and we're going to reduce government's reach, and we're going to increase the reach of the private sector. What de Tocqueville talked about as the ability of local communities and organizations and charities to work, those two presidents gave the space for those organizations to operate and made sure that Washington placed as few limits as possible on business. And a consequence of that was an explosion. More black millionaires were created in the 1920s. In fact, the explosion was so substantial, you have to go all the way to 1980 to find more blacks per capita as millionaires in the 1980s than you saw in the 1920s. There was a huge improvement in the lives of black Americans being able to buy houses, getting a Model T. So what does that say about today? Today, we've had 3 years of policies where government has gotten out of the way, where government decided to stop standing on the neck of business, and we saw an explosion in small businesses, and particularly those who are black-owned and operated. What we saw were six separate records for low unemployment for black America. Ironically, we set four records for employment. They were awful. Four records for the highest level of employment when Barack Obama was president.
Yep.
More black Americans got to get their first pickup truck. Just like the Model T of the 20s, black Americans were able to get out into the marketplace in the last 3 years. More black Americans went on their first vacation in the last 3 years that had gone in the entirety of the preceding 8 years.
Wow.
It is a remarkable shift, and what I report is this is a reality that many people, black, white, and brown, can see and experience. If the media wants to tell you you didn't need that new pickup truck, if you got to go see grandma for the first time in the last 5 years on Thanksgiving, that was no big deal for you. If you're actually moving out, you were living with your mom and dad, and you and your wife actually moved and got your own place, the media would have you believe don't pay attention to any of that. The orange man tweets, so that's the end of the story. What I say in this book is the things that matter to voters, I asked them to read what the data actually shows, and I trust Americans to do what they deem to be in their own best interest.
And we are raw in this country in a lot of ways. There's a lot of young white people that are not just afraid, but they're walking around with guilt all over the place. And, you know, you look at this thing that happened with Bubba Wallace in NASCAR, just a mistake, ultimately. This was not a Jussie Smollett moment. He's come out since, and he's apologized for it. But just the mere fact that the first place his eyes went, or his head went, and everybody else around him, was it had to be a noose, and it had to be a reflection of how people thought about black people, shows you where we're at today, what they've done to us, doesn't it?
We're seeing unprecedented levels of demonstrations. I don't mean marches. I mean evidence that America isn't a racist place. Another example, how the California university system just announced that they're eliminating the use of the ACT or the SAT as an admissions test, and that they're going to, quote, use holistic methods. Their only and primary reason for eliminating the test is so that they can get more black Americans onto their campuses. The problem that our organization has is that you can admit as many people as you want, but if they're not confidently able to compete, they won't succeed. And everywhere this has been tried, we see nothing but failure and an abysmal, ultimately, 4-year matriculation or graduation rate. But this isn't being done because the Klansmen are setting up the rules at these universities. This is being done precisely because Americans continually, in every walk of life, bend over. COVID-19 has been disproportionately affecting black Americans. Rather than have, as I think would be appropriate, a good conversation about the comorbidities that are running rampant within black America, our health community is trying to bend over backwards to find ways to treat black Americans, to give them advance notice and testing without the judgment. Is that really the action of a racist? Now, what I would say about these things is many of the progressive policies are harmful. They don't help. They don't make the situation better. But there is no evidence. There is no evidence that changing a state's flag, removing a state statue or all of the other things that the cancel culture is attempting to do. There is no evidence whatsoever that it's going to feed more people, that it's going to house more people, or that it's going to make it possible for people who have ambitions to be able to achieve them.
Well, it's been a conversation I've had with my other friends about taking down these statues, taking the N-word out of the Huckleberry Finn books and what have you. And I always said this. I come from an Italian background. I'm watching Christopher Columbus stuff come down and what have you. I'm going, look at, how are people ever going to remember or know how badly we had at a time in our history and how we came out of it or how we're pushing to come out of it if we wipe everything clean? The Jews have the right idea when it comes to, Auschwitz and places like that. Leave them up. Leave those reminders alone. Let people see how it could come, how bad it could be if you don't pay attention to what you're doing. Give me your take on the statues and having history up so we can see it, we can discuss it.
The conversation that I've been witnessing is a very, very worrisome one. It's a very, very dangerous one. This is more like the Taliban than it is like Freedom Walkers in Selma. The behavior to snuff out and extinguish. One of the things that we need to remember, is the war, the Civil War, caused the loss of life of more Americans than any other war we've ever been in. And one of the things, because this even split families, not just towns, not just communities, not just states, but it split families. One of the things that we tried to do was operate in terms of reconciliation. And reconciliation is actually something that's recommended after any major conflict. Do we sit around after the biggest conflict that ever hit the world, World War II, and say, well, another day, we better cut it up, we better break it apart. We need to deny that it ever happened. We need to extinguish it. What we need to do is remember we have a robust, positive relationship with our former adversaries, Germany and Japan. Mm-hmm. And we do so. We purchase more automobiles from Japan and Europe than they sell in their own home countries. That's what reconciliation looks like. The so-called camp.
More with Horace Cooper right after the break. Jump us into your house. Don't go far. Really, a lot more coming up.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, being involved. If you head up to the website, you can always give me your email address. That would be nice. Or you can sign up for text messaging. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. So Horace Cooper joined me earlier. He's a senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. He's a co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board and a legal commentator. Horace taught constitutional law at George Mason University in Virginia. Now, his new book, How Trump is Making Black America Great Again, The Untold Story of Black Advancement in the Era of Trump, making some people nuts. Right? Because he wants to talk about the positive improvements or the positive the positive things that we've seen in the black community. He's made statements, and you know, you got to go back and listen to it, but he's made statements that racism today in America is hard to find. So, but hey, don't listen to me. Let him tell you.
Is actually something that's recommended after any major conflict. Do we sit around after the biggest conflict that ever hit the world, World War II, and say, well, Anola Gay, we better cut it up. We better break it apart. We need to deny that it ever happened. We need to extinguish it. What we need to do is remember we have a robust, positive relationship with our former adversaries, Germany and Japan. Mm-hmm. And we do so. We purchase more automobiles from Japan and Europe than they sell in their own home countries. That's what reconciliation looks like. The so-called cancel culture that is asking that we extinguish, that we erase, and pretend that it is an affront to acknowledge that at one point there was a conflict and that there were people who were prominent in their societies, in their communities, on both sides, and that those people had loved ones and those people sacrificed because of principles that they pursued. We don't hate the Japanese people. We don't hate the German people. Mm-hmm. And nor should we hate those who were supporters or who were descendants of those who were supporters of the Confederacy.
All right, Horace, God bless you, you know, for what you're doing and keep pushing this stuff out there, pushing out the truth and your book, How Trump is Making Black America Great Again, The Untold Story of Black Advancement in the Era of Trump, can be found
Amazon.com.
Okay, great.
Just check it out. And the president just tweeted it out about the book, so if you jump in now, you might be able to get it while the getting's good.
Yeah, and again, Horace, keep up the good work. I so much appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. All glad to be on the program.
You know, and again, these guys put themselves out big time when they do stuff like this. The left pounds on guys like him. Well, they pound on guys like me, too, but, you know, he's a much bigger target. He's all over the place, so he's a much bigger target. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots happening out there. A lot going on, and I want you involved. I don't want you just sitting around drooling all over yourself on my old lines. Because there's so much to get involved with. I'm not suggesting you have to, you know, you got to fight every fight. You know that already. It's not what I mean at all. But you do have to find something that really gets under your skin. Something that you really want to deal with, that you really want to work on, and focus on it. Don't get jerked all over the place. Easy to do, let me tell you. But lock into something that's, you know, next to your heart. I don't care whether it's elementary school, you know, education at the elementary level or high school level, city politics, water board, that kind of stuff. And maybe you're not the one to run for it. Maybe you're not the right person for that. Well, find the right person. Help that person, not only just find that person, help that person get elected. I mean, wouldn't that make sense? Wouldn't that go far? Seriously. You know, we had Roger Stone on a few weeks back. And the judge pushed back his entry to July 15th, 14th into jail. So, you know, he didn't get everything he was looking for, but, you know, we'll see what happens with that. All right. What I like to do with the, what do they call it? The OGs, right? The old-time listeners. The old guard here on the show. The guys that have been listening for, you already know what I'm going to do, right? I love when it's somebody's birthday, and they think we don't know, we don't care, we don't pay attention. But today's Ron's birthday in the chat room every day. And I want to wish you a happy birthday. I'm glad you're with us. Otherwise, I'd only have 4 listeners. Always a pleasure. That's an oldie. Well, it's not like old, but old enough. Put it this way. Paul was running around stage, not just, you know, Paul McCartney. Yeah, I know. Some of you don't, you know, say Paul. You're going, oh, Paul? Who's Paul? Paul McCartney running around on stage. So, a little younger back then. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5560. I got some great stories that I really truly would love to get to, but I'm not going to get to them all. I don't know, you know, whatever. We'll get to what we can. I told you, I wanted to finish up. I never finish these stories. I run over them at a million miles an hour. And I almost finished this one, which was the family fighting for the Aunt Jemima story. You know, there's a great and positive story there with her. And there's a great, that's what the family wants. People are accusing them of still wanting their royalties. I don't know if she's got any royalties coming in at all. But Lillian Richard is one of the women who betrayed Aunt Jemima for advertising. But it wasn't just the advertising. It wasn't just a picture. The stories I read said that she gave them a lot of great marketing ideas. Doesn't happen that often. Anyway, you know, these statues that are coming, you know, I keep telling you, if you would get together and just stick up, or if you would just talk to the young people, if you would just let them know what's going on, how they can get involved, how they can engage, you can make a difference. Because Catholic youths stopped a California mob from tearing down a saint statue. Young Catholic kids. Sorry. In Ventura, California, on June 25th, a group of courageous young Catholics surrounded the statue of a saint in Ventura County. They placed their bodies between the Junipero Serra and the mob who wanted to tear him down. The anti-Serra demonstrators had put out a call on social media for June 20th. The event was to begin at 1 p.m., calling the event Tear Down Junipero. The demonstrators stated that no longer we celebrate the enslavement, rape, and genocide of the original people of Ventura. Now notice that they use that line everywhere. On everybody. Christopher Columbus. All these people that started the missionaries. You know, and so I guess what happens is, if you feed 900 people, and you have too much to drink one night, and you have some issues or problems, all of a sudden everything else you did is wrong, bad. Why don't you call it the problems? Why don't you show the humanity of people? And you know, the hypocrisy behind this is, you know that little area up in Seattle? Right, you know, the utopia that they were building there? Why aren't we calling them bad people? Right, there were rapes going on in there. Two people, I think, died. Others got shot. Well, they're okay. They're protesters. It's fine. But why don't we just say why don't we just say Junipero Serra? He was a protester. You can't touch him now. Right? The anti-Serra demonstrators have put out the call on social media. I mean, like, really, just wave the banner. The same weekend, statues of Catholic Saint Serra, considered the founder of the California Missions. Now, when you talk about California Missions, they did some things wrong, but they were trying to bring the message of Christ. They fed, they taught these people how to read. I mean, they did so many things in the areas they went into. But see, our education system hadn't taught that. So the ignorant young people that are out there cutting these statues down, they don't even know what they're doing. Like I said, what'd they take down? 3 or 4 statues of abolitionists? Now they want to take down statues of Abraham Lincoln? Do they have a clue as to what they're doing and what they're talking about? A couple of his statues came down. One in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. The other one on the historic Alvera Street in Los Angeles. He was a Spanish Franciscan missionary. He helped found 9 missions. Do you know how many people he fed and took care of? That doesn't matter. Joe Bacini, your host, this is Real Side. Next hour, we'll talk about Biden and all that wonderful stuff that he does that nobody's talking about. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Bacini, your host. Don't go far.